Hi friends! Today you get a video and an audio because I love this activity so much. It always just feels so good whenever I do it, and the more in-depth I get, the better it feels. So today, we acknowledge how far we've really come. When we have a goal or this vision in mind of who we want to become and what we want to achieve, we have a natural tendency to see that gap between where we want to be and where we currently are. I might think, well, I want to become a paid speaker and I still want a few more courses and I want to be making this amount of money and there's so much to do. And then I start thinking, oh my God, there's so much to do. I can't even keep track of it all mentally. This is going to take forever. I'm never going to get there. This is totally defeating. In our logical brains, we think, but I have my eye on the goal, so how do I not focus on all these things that I have to do? But what you're doing here is focusing on the lack. Your focus is on all of the things that you have not accomplished. So instead, flip it around. Picture yourself a year ago, or 5 years ago, or 10 years ago, whatever time it takes for you to realize, wow, I've accomplished a lot of shit. If you look at where I was 1 year ago, my podcast was 1 month old. I've had almost 1 million downloads since then. I was in Forbes a few times. I launched my first course. I joined a public speaking mentorship. I moved apartments. I revamped my friendship circle. I'm in a beautiful tribe with all of you amazing people. And suddenly I'm like, holy crap, what an amazing year. Here's the thing. Some of you might look back a year and think, wait, I don't even know what I want to do. I'm not doing something fulfilling like Melissa is right now. I've just been putting off life. Don't get sucked down that trap. I did this exercise over a year ago, before I had accomplished any of this stuff, when I still didn't even know what my purpose was. So I went back a year from that point, and I mentally highlighted that I got a promotion. I cut back on drinking. I read about 20 books. I started a consistent meditation practice and a morning routine. But then, to feel really good about it, I went back another 5 years. I got really good at digital marketing. I helped several companies run their blogs. I learned how to write pitch decks. I made a lot of lifestyle improvements. I overcame an eating disorder. I became yoga teacher certified. I stopped being a party girl. I found my soulmate, and I had real friends instead of party friends. The purpose of this activity is in no way to compare accomplishments with other people. It's to pump you up for the progress that you've made, even if you were not actively setting goals. So you can do this in a couple ways, and both are helpful. You can do this in a general way, like I just gave examples of, or you can do it with a specific goal in mind. Like if I wanted to pump myself up with what I was creating with Mind Love, I could focus solely on the accomplishments that I know were going to help me build my Mind Love empire, like the marketing stuff and pitch decks and knowledge I've learned about spirituality and entrepreneurship and holistic health. So tailor this to whatever will make you feel like a total badass. And keep in mind, before 2 years ago, I was not this big goal setter. So whereas now, I can look back on the past year and my actions were strategic and intentional. But before, I was picking the accomplishments I made just in going through life like the free-spirited wanderer I've always been. So I know that all of you will be able to find plenty of things that make you go, wow, I did some stuff these last few years. Write as many things as you can possibly think of. There's no downside to going all out with this. It feels awesome. And when you're done, it could be a good time to look at that rewards list and treat yourself. This activity is a great one to make a habit. I like to do this at the end of every single day. And if you use the 5-minute journal or my personal favorite, the Self Journal by Best Self, there's a spot every day to track your wins. So I also like to do this at the end of each month. I do it again every quarter and every year for the most part. It's one of my favorite, most motivating things to do and one of the best ways to pull me out of the grind and see the big picture. I'm already excited for you, so have fun.